for the gospel.
Amen.
On fire for the kingdom of God. He travels all over the world preaching the gospel, and he doesn't travel like some preachers travel. He travels to the middle of darkest Africa, the middle of darkest India, to carry the gospel to the nations. And it's just such an example of living for the kingdom all the way through your life. So we appreciate you, Bill.
Thank you, man.
And we just want to pray for you. Lord, we thank you for Bill. Thank you for the gift that he is to this church. Thank you, Lord, that he has a word to wrap up this year. We receive his gift this morning. And we pray that we would be inspired, encouraged, and injected with faith to carry your gospel, to bring your kingdom to earth in 2015 and beyond. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, man. That was... I don't know who that guy is he's talking about, but anyway. It's good to be here. You know, having the last meeting of the year is a lovely challenge. I love doing it because we've got to sum up and we've got to prepare ourselves for what's ahead. Now, I don't know about you, but I know the Lord is not restricted by 2015. Thank you. He wasn't restricted by 2014, was he? And, you know, I over the year, I've seen people wrestling with everything. Now, we in this church have had amazing foundation out of Romans. You would agree with me that Romans has been massaged and massaged into our hearts. Now we've got to find a practical way. And I'm hoping this morning that prophetically, I'm going to touch your heart. And prophetically, I'm going to touch your mind to think beyond where you're thinking right now. So many people have said to me, well, look at Joe Soap. He's doing so much for the Lord. Look at this one. I will never be able to do that. I'll never da-da-da-da and all this sort of thing. Just fairly recently, somebody said the same thing to me. You know, oh, look at so-and-so. They pray and they do all these things. And I'm just a nothing, you know. And I'm saying, haven't you grasped the message of Romans yet? And I would like to leave a picture with you. Who wants the prophet's reward this morning? Amen. Right. The prophet's reward, just as you say amen, God's going to put a picture in your mind. And a picture that's going to cause you to be able to conquer anything and everything that is coming in your way. Not only 2:15. There's no time. There's no seasons in heaven. It's eternity, guys. Eternity of worship. Eternity of praise. Eternity of just having a glorious time with the Lord. Does that mean to say we're going to sit on our blessed assurance? I think not. I think we're going to work. I think we're going to rule nations and we're going to help the Lord with all the things that need to happen there. So get that out of your mind. But it's going to be pleasant work. It's not going to be by the sweat of our brow. It's going to be out of love. You know. There were a couple of things here. Dave spoke about rhythms 2 weeks ago. And Graham, are you here? Oh, Graham spoke about opportunity. Well, there's an opportunity for you to grasp the completeness of what Christ has done for you. And stop making excuses. Sorry, let me say that again. Stop making excuses. There is no excuse. When we get to heaven, and you come up to me and say, well, why didn't you tell me that? Say, oh, remember this day? I told you. Okay? I prophesied over you that if you receive the Spirit of the Lord, and you move and hear and have your being with Him, you'll be a changed person every moment of the day. Well, how can I be it? Well, I'm going to demonstrate that to you this morning, hopefully. And it'll help you to be able to grasp hold of the completeness of what God has done for every single one of us. Could somebody put 3 chairs over here for me, please? I need 3 chairs. Okay. Oops. Yeah, just turn them around facing that way. Yeah. No, I've got 3. Thanks, Anne. Hello? Are we okay there?
Good talk.
Yeah. So one of the things, just come back and emphasize with people, you need to enter into what the Lord and the foundation has put into our hearts this year. He has built foundation. It's no use. You have this foundation, you do nothing about it. You've got to take that foundation and you've got to build on it. You know, the Holy Spirit is going to take us into things next year. So many of you people are looking out and looking around and seeing all these things that are out there and say, wow, what's going to happen to us? I know what's going to happen to me. I'm going to heaven. I'm there already. Eh? Come on. I'm there already. How about you? Thank you. Yeah, come on. Let's get there. The other thing that happened to me just the day before yesterday, I was up in the Berg with the kids. Oh, it's good with the kids. Who's got grandchildren here? Thank you. You'll identify me. Those who got grandchildren by faith, listen to what I'm saying. The night before last, my daughters had bathed and cleansed the little girls, the most beautiful little girls. They are the most fantastic little jewels that you could possibly think of. And Grandpa took them out the back door. Now, they love playing in sand. Now, they've just been bathed. They've got their clean clothes on. And they love playing in sand. You know what kids are like. And in there. And Grandpa knew that there was problems going to arise out of this because there was warnings. You know, the law was coming from two people in the house saying, you will not get yourself dirty. You will not go. Remember all the crying and the sand in the bath? We couldn't get rid of it. They got the whole story. And they're out there with Grandpa. Now, they start playing in the sand. What is Grandpa going to do? I can't say no. Some of you identify with that. And they were having, because the day before, they were playing in the sand, and all you saw, you didn't see sand, you just saw blue little eyes, you know. So here they are, and I'm just enjoying their presence. And go, yeah, let's go around the corner. And I went around the corner specifically with them because I knew Mama, the two mamas wouldn't see them. And there, the sand was thicker. And the little one got in, and she was rocking and lying in the... Now, this is with all the new pajamas and everything. And suddenly, my youngest daughter turned around the corner. What are you doing? You talk about fear. You talk about... Not only the kids, I feared as well. And they moaned and groaned. Fortunately, they didn't get too dirty, so they were able to shake out their shoes and everything. No harm done. And I said to my daughter, I said, these kids are on holiday as well. They are absolutely enjoying themselves. In Joburg, all they have are tarred roads to play on. Here is sand and out in the bush, they're enjoying themselves. And you know what the Lord showed me? He said, that's how we are with Him. Okay? Don't get so uptight. Don't get so uptight. Find the rhythm. Dave spoke about a rhythm. Find the rhythm that the Father has for you. And Father smiles down to watch you. Father, can I... Would you mind coming up here, please? Thank you. Find that rhythm. Did you put some vodka in this, by the way, to keep you going? Huh. Now, you're not supposed to say that in church. You better, no. It's still tomorrow and the next day. You know, I've asked and looked for the most unique father I know here. I know the others, and he's been around the tree. He's been around the mountain. You've been into those sand pits quite often, haven't you? Yeah. And, you know, our Father in heaven. Now, I did this. What I'm doing now, about 6 weeks ago, I went to preach, and the Lord said, this is what I must do with these people so they can understand where they are and what their holes are. How this whole thing works together. Now we're talking Romans. We're talking slide number 2. Let me just get this out, please. So I won't refer to him as Brian. I'll refer to him as Father. It says, you are God's dwelling place. Romans 8:9. Now, we've heard a lot about Romans. It's one of my favorite chapters, 8. And there's just so many. But I like it out of the Message Bible. But if God himself has taken residence in your life, and da 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 da. But for you, we welcome him in whom he dwells. Even though you still experience all the limitations of sin, you yourselves experience life on God's terms. Life on God's terms. It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, that's a faith thing you need to do. And we'll talk about that a bit later. He'll do the same thing in you that he did in Jesus, bringing you alive to himself. That was Dad's heart. And you need to realize that's Dad's heart for you right now. and not go, oh, well, how's this going to happen? Oh, I can't do this. Well, listen to what the Lord says this morning. When God lives and breathes in you, He does. As surely as He did in Jesus, you are delivered from dead life. With His Spirit living in you, your body will be alive as Christ. Your body will be alive as Christ. If I can say anything over the years and going out, you know, they were such kind words. But it's only because of Him that I can do those things. I don't have any power in myself. I don't have any strength in myself. Listen to me. Ask Anne how I can moan. Now, if you really want to find the real bull brain, you know, just pinch me and you'll see me, hear me scream. And I don't do pain. Do you do pain? No, he doesn't do pain. His father, he doesn't do pain. Got the message? Right. With His Spirit living in you, your body will be alive as Christ. Now we have Father here, and in our teachings and everything that the Lord has been saying to us right through the year, where is Father seated right now? Now, I need some interaction. You're allowed to speak back to me. This is not true. The fact. Where is He right now? Speak up. Heaven, yes. Oh, good, cool. And did you notice He's not standing? Okay, He's seated. Father, are you worried about what's happening in this world? He knows what's happening. He's not worried. Are you happy? Yes. He's very happy. Hey, He's miffed, as they say these days. And Father, when you look at all these people here, what do you see? Beautiful people. Yeah, special people, hey. People who've got an anointing on their lives and a calling on their lives. Amen? Yes. You see, you hear where I'm at? That's our Father in heaven. He's looking down at you now. Looking down at you? Is that right theology? Huh? It's very quiet in this Presbyterian church this morning. Huh? He is... Yeah? You're with Him. Are you? Okay, cool. He's with you. Did you hear that? He is with you right now. How did He become with you? Invited Him in. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Invited Him in. I don't know how heaven fits in your heart, but it fits in your heart if I look at the scriptures. Can I go to the next slide? Slide number. An open door before you. I took this out of Revelation 4. It says, after this I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. A door standing open in heaven. If I heard correctly what some of you said heaven is in our hearts. Amen? And there's a door standing open. And by faith, Daddy is resident in my heart. Now, you say, well, this is elementary. I've heard this many times. Well, you need to see it now. You need to see where He is. You need to understand where He is. You need to walk daily knowing where He is. You need to know that you have a relationship with Him 24/7. You know, in the old days, if I may say it like this, and please hear me, you know, you must have a quiet time. Yeah. Yeah. But you know, have your quiet time in the morning, half an hour prayer, but that's going to see you through. Sorry, I want to kill that holy cow if I may. You know, 24/7 is a relationship with Dad. It's relationship. We want to see His glory. His glory is resident in our hearts, guys. And you know, I hear people say, well, you know, everybody's seeing this and seeing that and all sorts of things. I said, look in. He is there speaking to you. Look in. His voice is real. Look in. He's doing something for you. And rest in that. Amen? A door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard addressing me like the calling of a war trumpet. Listen to the Lord's voice, a war trumpet. Have you heard that war trumpet? Remind me of the war trumpet. I've got to do something before the end, please. And reminds me of that dream. A trumpet. Come up here and I will show you what must take place in the future. And I put that in, it's probably out of context a bit. But we need to see what's happening in the future. Those of you who remember a couple of months ago, I can't remember exactly when I did past grace, present grace, and future grace. We are in the presence right now with the Father in heaven. Isn't that wonderful? We are seated. And we're going to look at that scripture now. We are seated with him in heavenly places. Once I came under the Holy Spirit's power, back again, Holy Spirit's power, behold, a throne stood in heaven and one seat. When I came under the Holy Spirit's power, when did you come under the Holy Spirit's power? When you received Jesus Christ as your Savior. Huh? And immediately, suddenly, it's open. And everybody's looking for this open door, and we're looking in the wrong places. And we should be looking in our hearts. We should find that restful place in our hearts. He says, strive to enter into that rest. And you've heard me say it so many times before. You cannot move in this world today unless you move from a position of peace. There it is. The position of peace is here. Your salvation is here. It is nowhere else. As you embrace all that he's done for you. The next slide, please. It says, you are one with Christ, is the heading of that one. And by the way, I use the Amplified and the Message Bible, so if it doesn't, but just read what I'm saying here, the emphases I'm trying to put over. What actually took place is this. I tried keeping rules and working my head off to please God. Come on. Eh? We've been challenged so many times about the grace message. And when I say to people, hey, you don't have to do anything. What do you mean? I don't have to walk on my knees up the steps and do da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No. It's not about that. It's about a relationship. Eh? You're getting very quiet here. And see, then it didn't work. Guys, everything I've tried in my own strength, everything I've tried with my own understanding, every time I use worldly wisdom, it comes short. And I'll give it to you in writing. You use your worldly wisdom and see where you'll get. But when we sit back and say, Lord, I cannot do, humbly coming before the throne, humbly saying, I have not strength, humbly going to him and say, Lord, I need your strength. Yes, we have the little foxes every day. Deal with them and carry on. If it's going to grow into a hyena, speak to the hyena and cast it out, but carry on. Don't be ground to a halt by the things that you come up against. Realize that here you have a situation where you can break through anything. He said it didn't work. So I quit being a lawman so that I could be God's man. Come on, that's what we've done. This is what we've done the whole year. We've quit being law people. Amen? Some of them said amen. Christ's life showed me how and enabled me to do it. Jesus, can I have you up here quickly, please? Jesus, where are you? Come on the double side. Can you sit right there? There's Jesus. Yeah, okay. Cool. Here's Jesus. Where's Jesus seated? Is he sitting on the right hand of the Father? Huh? Sitting on the left, isn't he? Gotcha. Can I sit on the other side, please? Or just change chairs. Play musical chairs. And you're going to play musical just now as well. So here we have the scriptures that we've learnt about. Here we've seen where the power source of everything that we need is. Okay? And it comes through relationship. It comes through saying, yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe what you've done. What did Father do? He looked out at you and I. And because he loved you so much, and this is a gospel, guys, that we should be living out. This is a gospel that we should be proclaiming. This is a gospel that should go out into this next year, into the years, into eternity. Eh? He saw and loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son. And we see in Philippians, he emptied himself of his divinity and placed his divinity on his Son. And he sent his Son out into the world to go and suffer with you, to go and experience everything that you're going through right now. He has been there. Actually, when he hung on the cross of Calvary, he went through absolute hell, if I may say it like that. Okay? And because he loved you, you know, when he saw you, he didn't look at Calvary. He saw the other side. He had vision. He spoke and prophesied you and what's going to happen to you. You want glory? That's where the glory is. Let it be manifest, sharing this good news. Yes, we come together here and we have a jaw here. But the jaw here must find manifestation out there. Come on. Otherwise, we're just here having a party, and that's not what the Lord's called us to be. For God so loved you that He sent His Son, and together they are doing an amazing job. And remember what I said to him. He's not worried. He's not worried about what he's seeing out there. He's not getting himself tied in a knot and worried about this and worried about that. Jesus, are you worried about all these things? No. He says no. Huh? And that's the truth. He's not worried. Because if you've received Him as your Savior, you have immense authority. Huh? You have authority beyond anything you could ever imagine. And I wish I had time to go into that and speak about spiritual warfare and your authority you have in this realm to be able to take. And you know, I believe spiritual warfare that we're doing now, grace spiritual warfare, is resting with our Father and is coming to the Father through the Son. Okay? With the aid of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to speak about Him now. He's our good friend. He's helping us right now. He's showing us the way right now. The pulse, I like the word pulse and rhythm, pulse and rhythm. There's a pulse and rhythm. Did you feel the pulse and the rhythm this morning through the worship? Wasn't it wonderful? There was a pulse as the Holy Spirit just came in and just glided around, touched our hearts, put a thought in your mind, did something special in your heart. Eh? He says here, Christ's life showed me how and enabled me to do it. I identified myself completely with Him. Completely with Him. You know, when I go around preaching and I go to all these places, I see people's identity are in all sorts of other things. And hear me when I say that. You know, if my identity is as a preacher, I'm this and I'm that, then I've missed the boat, guys. You know, if your identity is in your business, if your identity is in anything else besides here, I think you've got a problem. And what I'm saying, please, I'm not here to put a heavy on you. What I'm trying to illustrate here, what I'm trying to challenge you with as you go ahead, what I'm trying to equip you with, that this is where the action is. It's a relationship. Now, how did this relationship start? When you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. When you accepted His death on the cross. When you said, yes, Lord, to that life and life more abundantly. It is there for you. You have no excuse. It is there for you. Sure, problems are going to come. Let's not beat around the bush. Out in the world, we'll have. But we've overcome. When we go through all the teaching we've had, we've overcome. There's therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Come on, that's how Romans 8 starts. Huh? We are the righteousness of God in Christ. What do righteous people do? They worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They worship Dad. He's Dad, but He's also Lord. Huh? He's also Lord. Don't forget that. And we embrace Him. We get into that place. We use our imagination. Huh? We take the opportunity, as we heard last week, and we use these opportunities to build up this relationship and build up this relationship with you personally. Every single one of you, you need to have your own personal relationship with the Lord. Not the person next door to you, but your own personal relationship. So many times we look at other people, and this is what I'm seeing. Look at, oh, well, look what he's doing. You have your own personal. You are special. God has a special calling on your life. Don't lose that. Be encouraged by that as you go into this new year. Okay? As you move on with the Lord, as you have vision, as you prophesy over new year, the goodness of God in your life. I don't think there's going to be much goodness out in the world, and I'm not trying to be negative there. But in Him, it's all good. In Him, we can overcome. In Him, He's given us everything to overcome and to be victorious in our lives. And we've heard this so many times. I'm preaching to the converted this morning. But what I'm trying to do is give you a picture of what's happening. And did you notice that Jesus is also seated? He's not walking, oh, gee, what am I going to do with these accidents? These accidents, you know, that one, this accident, and he's fighting here. He's relaxed. He's chilling out in heaven. He's quite happy. He's quite happy. Can you believe that? Eh? Can you believe that? Remember, we heard that Jesus didn't come to judge and condemn. He came to save. Our position is not to judge. Our position is to love. Judge is God's department. It's not your department. Don't judge Bill Brain, because you'll come short. Don't judge anybody. If you start judging the Muslims, you're never going to reach the Muslims because they'll feel it when you go to them. I always use the illustration, if you go to Zimbabwe and you hate Robert Mugabe, in no ways are you going to reach the people of Zimbabwe. Hear where I'm going on that? So we have an obligation to watch our heart and to build up and strive and to push in, because that's it. He says here, Christ lives in me. Christ lives in me. Christ lives in you. Now come on. Receive that revelation. Use your imagination. Boy, I have a lot of imagination. God speaks to me in pictures. I walk with Him. I talk with Him. And when I relax sometimes, my mind is up there. When I saw this meeting this morning, I just saw Lord coming and touching your heart and putting a word into your heart. Not a word, but a picture. A prophetic picture that's going to take you on and that you're going to be able to build on through the word, through the foundation that you've had already. Steve did a fantastic teaching this year and everything that went with it on going and doing in Romans, the whole of Romans and everything else that went with it. Okay? The life you see me living is not mine. It is lived by faith in the Son of God. Faith in all that He did for us. Okay? And we come to Him and we embrace Him and we have a relationship with Him all the time. And because of that, you know what the Word says? If you want to see the Father, you need to see the Son. So what do we say? Holy Spirit, show me the Son that I may see the Father. And embrace that in your heart. Embrace that in your heart. All the time, the Lord is there. Pick up the pulse of life. Pick up that rhythm. There's opportunities coming your way. Opportunities for you to be so much more effective where you are right now. He says here, who loved me, gave himself for me, I'm not going back on that. Could I have the next one, please? Gwen, could you come up? Thank you, Gwen. First time I met Gwen was this morning. And you know, Gwen, the Father loves you. And He thinks you're just the greatest. Eh? He thinks you're just the greatest. Now, I'm going to ask you to chase Jesus and Father down there. And if you'll take that chair over there. Are you getting the picture? Eh? Gwen, you've received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, haven't you? Yes, and you know Him. He's a great guy, isn't he? And you know His dad. Ah, that's cool, eh? Yeah. See? So where is she seated right now? In heavenly places with? Where are you seated right now? Thank you. Thank you. You're getting the picture. Do you know how many Christians I speak to don't see this? And this is why I thought, let's demonstrate it. Let's open it up. Let's see this thing. Let's experience what is happening around us. Could I have the next one? Raised up with Christ. Even when we were dead, slain by our own shortcomings and trespasses, He made us alive together in fellowship and union with Christ. Okay? He gave us the very life of Christ Himself. The very life of Christ Himself is pulsating through your veins right now. And that rhythm of God is there. And if you listen carefully, you hear, good-duff, 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 is there all the time, every day, 24/7. You don't have to go over the sea. You don't have to go. Deuteronomy 30 says that. You don't have to. The Word is near you. It's in your mouth, it's in your mind, and in your heart. And in Romans 10, he also mentions that. The word of faith is there. You don't have to search anywhere else, but right here. Right here. God will confirm it through the word. God will come along and He will help you. God has put now a foundation for you to build on and to be victorious in whatever comes your way. Huh? Thank you, sir. He gave us the very life of Christ Himself. Let that sink into your heart. The same new life for which He quickened Him. For it is by grace that you have been saved. Hey? Come on, how many times have we heard this year? By grace. Guys, let it not be a word out there, but take it and transfer it deep into your spirit. Meditate on that word. Find that word for yourself in your own personal life. You know, it's personally between you and Him and Father and all. Amen? You got it? Thank you. He raised us up together with Him. Woo! We're in heaven, guys. Who wants the glory? We're there, guys. Come on. Use your imagination. Dave, in the worship here, opened us up to the glory of the Lord this morning. Did you see Him? I saw Him. I felt Him. He's there. Didn't have to work up anything. Just relax. Let Him do it. Let Him do it. He raised us up together with Him and made us sit down together. Eh? We're at rest. This is a position of rest. This is a position of peace. Why? Because the Prince of Peace is sitting right here. So we have no excuse to be agitated, to be, are you at peace, Jesus? Even with all the knack-knacks going on in the world, all the chachas? Yes. He's not worried about all the chachas. He's at total peace. Find that peace and you've found the answer. I was saying, many of you heard me say that many times before, we sit on the knee of the Father, we lean upon His chest, and we hear His heartbeat. And when He speaks a word, when He speaks a word into our heart, like that, we know. And it's in the position of peace where you find that word. You find it in no other place, guys. It's in a position of rest. Why does Hebrews say, strive to enter in? It's a positive striving and pushing in. I always use the story of the woman with the issue of blood. Boy, she wasn't going to take no for an answer. She was going to touch His garment, come hell or high water, to use that expression. And she pushed in and pushed in and pushed in, and she touched Him, and healing anointing flowed. Wada! And there it came. Come on, there's healing for you this morning. There's not only healing for you physically, there's healing for your soul. Right here, right now, this is it. Nothing more. Whew, I get quite excited. Yeah, just receive it. Just take it. Giving us joint seating with Him in heavenly sphere. Wow. By virtue of our being in Christ Jesus. Do I have any more to go through there? That was it. But I haven't finished yet. I don't think the part is finished. Could you give me the rope, please? Now we're going to rope this up. We're going to wrap this up. Thank you, Anne. She lovely, Anne. Hey? Such a blessing to me. Right. Father, would you just take that one there for me? Just hold it there. Let's go around there. I won't strangle you. Don't worry. You're not worried because you're seated in heavenly places. Amen? Amen. Here we go. You know, I built the church in Richards Bay through Turin's Church. And I continually look for examples that demonstrate what God is doing. And where we are. And this is the one that came to me because I think we need to, sometimes we get overcomplicated with everything. And it's really this most simplest thing out. And it's by faith that Christ has come to dwell in our heart. Now, who leads us to Jesus? Holy Spirit, thank you. Okay? Now, the Holy Spirit takes us and shows us the Son that we might see the Father. So the Holy Spirit takes her, shows her the Son, that she might see Father. Can you see Father? And can you see the Son as well? And who has brought you here? The Holy Spirit. Now you can see the Holy Spirit is the cord that keeps us together, that keeps the power going, that keeps the flow going, that momentum, that pulse, that rhythm. That rhythm is here. And it doesn't only stop there, it goes right out into the world as well. Hey? And this is the picture that I believe we need to have in our mind. Not this, oh, well, you know, we've got to do this and we've got to go and sacrifice 10 lambs and we've got to do all this haha stuff out there that is absolutely a waste of time. This is where the action is. This is where it happens. Huh? And you know, Gwen, God loves you so much. The Father loves you. And He pointed you out today because He's got a special purpose for you. And because you love Him so much, He's going to open a way for you that you've never even guessed.
And even as you have said, oh, Jesus, I hope this is going to happen and that's going to happen, as you rest in Him, as you wait upon Him, He will show you the Son. And you will see the Father, and rest and peace will flow over you. Even now, it is flowing over you. Even now, He's touching your circumstances. Even now, He's touching your family. Even those that you screamed out, as, oh, Lord, touch that family member. He's doing it right now because you've taken a step of faith and you've rested in Him and Him alone. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. Leave them there. Leave them there. Don't worry about that. So, that's my little demonstration to show you where you are seated. So, there's no more excuse. And I say that with much joy in my heart. We have such a position in Christ, and we just need to enter into it. And sometimes we need a picture to jolt us. We need a picture to show us. And I've got a